And now we are on to our first featured guests. And to this month, we have a duo of featured guests to start us off, and that is Nancy Nichols and Dot Dickerson of the Safe Routes to School program, which is a partnership between the City of Fort Collins and Bike Fort Collins. So I'm going to actually switch over to their PowerPoint real quick here.
You guys grab those mics.
Grab the green ones.
Dun, 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 dun. Can I lean on the seat, Nancy? So hi, everybody. I'm Dot Dickerson. It warms my heart to see all you young people here. Can you hear this?
Go ahead.
Okay. I started racing bikes in 1979, so you can do the math. So it's nice to see you guys all picking up the charge. So anyway, we're here because we are Safe Routes to School. It's a program that is run by the city and implemented by Bike Fort Collins. It's an initiative, a national initiative. Does anybody know what Safe Routes is? Has anybody in here volunteered with us before? 3, 4? Yeah? Okay. Well, maybe we'll get more of you. Anyway, it's a national initiative that started in 2000. It was funded by the National Transportation Bill in 2002. And in, I think it was 2006, we got a program funded here in Fort Collins. Nancy took it over in 2011. And since then, she and I have been kind of spearheading the program, and it's really grown exponentially since then, I've got to say. What we do, the city provides the funding, the equipment, the warehouse and space, guidance and planning, coordination with other city programs, which takes a lot of coordination, by the way. And leadership with Poudre School District, CDOT, and other partners. Now, if you've ever tried to do anything with Poudre School District, you know it's like moving a dinosaur. It's really challenging to get things done. But Nancy has, and Safe Routes to School has put together a steering committee where we can just, they really love us, and we can get a lot done in the school districts. Tell you more about that in a minute. And then Bike Fort Collins contracts with the city to provide instructors, educational program implementation, and fleet mechanics. How many bikes do we have now in our fleet?
We have about 120 vehicles, including a cargo van. But most of the rest are bikes or tag-alongs and trailers and things.
Yeah, it takes a lot of fleet maintenance, as you know, right, Dan? So some people that have helped us with that is Lee Cyclery, VeloFixed, Recycled Cycles, Peloton. They've all donated people to help with bikes. Bob Williams at Bike and Beer has also. Brave New Wheel has helped us with donations, donating prizes and equipment purchases. Bert, the Bicycle Emergency Response Team, they help with supporting our program, Safe Kids, Base Camp, Club Trace. Anyway, the list goes on and on and on and on. But I want to get to what we actually do because it's really, really cool. We've gotten cash from CanDo, New Belgium, and BNSF Railway, believe it or not. That darn railroad has helped fund some of our programs. So anyway, so what we do is we go into all the schools in Poudre School District every 3 years, and we provide bike and pedestrian safety education programming. We do that in kindergarten through eighth grade, and
this is our plan for hitting all the schools. Every single school once every 3 years gets a comprehensive bike ped safety education program. It's a 2 to 3 session program at every school. So I just wanted to put this up there so you know there's a formal plan for us getting out to all the schools and teaching all the local school children bicycle and pedestrian safety. So that's the last chart we're going to have. Now we wanted to just show you a whole bunch of great pictures of kids. These are all Fort Collins kids that we have worked with, and just a small selection of different kids at different schools that we've worked with. So we start at the preschool level with preschool bike rodeos and other activities for that age of kids. Our mechanics have to really bend down and hurt their back sometimes getting down to these tiny little bikes. to get those training wheels off, we believe in not using training wheels to learn how to ride. So we get the training wheels off, and we take the pedals off and turn their bikes into balance bikes and go from there. On to the elementary level, we have bike rodeos there. We also have sponsor walking school buses. We celebrate International Walk to School Day, National Bike to School Day. We also bring after school and summer biking and walking clubs and camps and help out with bike field trips at the elementary level. We've been known to get bikes for kids who need them. This is a young fella at Olander Elementary who got a brand new bike through our program.
After he'd learned how to ride that day.
Yeah, okay.
He was so excited, and then he didn't have a bike to go home with, so somebody found him a bike.
This is what it looks like when we take 80 kids and 20 adults out on a bike field trip. Olander Elementary is one of the schools that takes all the fourth graders and all the fifth graders out on two separate days. Safe Routes to School makes this happen. We use adaptive equipment with kids to make sure all kids come along. We don't leave any kids behind. So we use trailers, tag-alongs, whatever we need, additional staffing to make sure all kids get to participate. By the way, that's the PE teacher at Olander. He just became a league cycling instructor. So, and the girl in the background actually is a little girl who she's missing her left hand. So her teacher and parents got together, figured out an adaptive piece to put on her bike. She's been successfully riding with us for a couple of years, a really great cyclist. We do all school assemblies. Here is Dot at Beatty Elementary entertaining the whole school. And we've got a trick rider there doing tricks for the kids to keep them happy. She's able to entertain an entire school all by herself and gets the kids up hopping around, dancing, singing, whatever. Putnam Elementary, this is an example of going out to all schools. We don't leave any schools behind. We don't leave any kids behind. All of them get our program. So if it's a lower income school or whatever socioeconomic group, we're at that school, and the kids all love our program.
Can I point something out at this point? We do have a fleet of 100 plus bikes that we take to the schools. But one of the things that we do that's really unique to the national program is that we want kids to take their own bikes. We want kids to be able to use their own bikes. So they bring their bikes to school, and then we have mechanics come. This is where Lee's and Peloton and Dan have come and helped us. Mechanic like 90 to 100 bikes every day to get them ready to ride. So we feel like it's really important to make sure kids have a trusty steed to ride after we get through, you know, encouraging them and hopefully exciting them about riding a bike. So kids that don't have bikes, we do bring our own bikes, like the kids at Putnam.
Right, but we believe that we want to empower kids to ride their own equipment, get the bikes out of the garage, get the tires pumped up, ride your own equipment. But that takes a huge, huge effort, and we do thank all of the bike shops and others, volunteers who help us out with that. We teach kids how to ride. I think our record is teaching 30 kids how to ride at one school during a single program of ours.
I want to say last week we were at Lincoln Middle School, and one day we taught 5 kids at Lincoln Middle School how to ride a bike. It was pretty exciting.
We teach people of all ages how to ride, and we've successfully taught someone how to ride in half an hour. We're pretty good at it. Other people, it takes a little bit longer. But we set up bike skills courses with real street signs to start teaching kids at an early age what a stop sign really means, what a yield sign means, pedestrian signs, crosswalks, things like that. We have also got grants to bring in brand new bike racks at schools. 40 new bike racks at 15 different schools a couple of years ago were installed. These are at Putnam Elementary. here are a couple of our great teachers at schools, at Botter and Trout, Chris West and Chris Hunt, the two guys on the left. They're real leaders with Safe Routes to School, and they basically do their own programming now on their own. They just ask us for assistance, but they've incorporated bicycle and pedestrian safety just right into their PE classes. That's something that we would like all schools to do over time. On to the middle school level. At the middle school level, we have what we call bike PE. It's a three-session program to start the kids out with a skills course, but then take them right out on the road, near on streets near their school, and actually have them out in a real environment with traffic. So we take groups of kids out, escorted by league cycling instructors and other adults. Here's some of our instructors. Some of our instructors on a cold day coming in and warming up. We go out in all sorts of weather. Here's some kids riding Blevins Middle School. We get them out in some places they haven't experienced before, down on the Spring Creek Trail, things like that. We want them to see their town and see places that they can ride on their own. Again, we bring all children along, and we try to wear them out. That's always a good thing for middle schoolers. So they really get their exercise. Also, at the middle school level, we have those after-school bike clubs and camps. And then something we do, we also have a lot of fun with the kids. Dot, maybe you can explain this. This is a thank you letter from a kid who was telling us what they had learned and how much they had fun. And the teacher noticed that Dot had taught them the finger rule and just thought that was so
okay,
funny.
Wait a minute. Now, I don't know what he was talking about, but we did have a car really harass us that day. And
That wasn't the finger roll. They were referring to the two-finger rule for helmets.
It wasn't. So when I first saw that, I was like, wait a second. I didn't do that.
So anyway.
Not that day, anyway.
You can see how much fun these kids are having. We also have brought bike fleets to school. We've gotten a grant to get a 30-bike fleet at Lincoln Middle School that resides at the school. Lesher Middle School, we got them a bunch of bike racks. This is what the bike racks look like on National Bike to School Day. Pretty awesome, about 250 bikes there. The principal likes the program so much, he threw in a few new bike racks, additional bike racks, and also a fix-it station for his students. At the high school level, I don't know how many of you know this, but students can letter in cycling now at the high school level. So you can get a letter in other athletic endeavors, but also in cycling. Fort Collins High School was really the leader in getting that established here in Fort Collins. And Kathy Hettleman there in the middle, she's the one who figured out how to do that. And we've been getting inquiries from around the nation on that and other really cool innovative things that we're doing in the high schools. We also teach the bicycle-friendly driver program in high schools. Going outside of schools, we have bike camps, recreational bike camps, where we get the kids out, again, just showing them the environment, the great trails and all that, and capping it off with a quick trip to Dairy Queen. We show them things like the infrastructure, the pedestrian, bicycle-pedestrian bridge at the Spring Creek Trail. And then we just show up at all sorts of events. City Picnic, Down for Life Hip Hop Expo, Get Outdoors Colorado. We have bike rodeos all over the place, including Colorado State. We work with teenagers, the Kids That Try and Teens That Try program. These are racers, triathletes. And we have our own Train the Trainer course, if any of you are interested. We can give you information about how to help us teach Safe Routes to School. We've gotten some cool stuff like a magical school bus. And we have attended the National Safe Routes to School Conference and successfully presented and had a nice time afterward. I think that's just about it. this clicker isn't working very.
That might be your last slide then.
That may be it. So anyway, that's Safe Routes to School. Thanks for your patience. But again, we don't want it to be the best kept secret anymore. We want you guys to all know about it, and that we're getting out in the schools and teaching these kids how to be safe navigating our roadways, and just trying to get them to love biking and walking and just get out and do that more.
I would like to say, though, I think that there's ways that if you're interested in becoming involved in Safe Routes to School, you can become a volunteer, you can become a paid instructor, but you can also help us push for the infrastructure support that we need to get, that wasn't our last slide, to get people, kids from between the ages of 8 and 80 out riding on the roads safely. And I think this might segue right into what you want to talk about
absolutely.
With Nick. How do you like that? But, you know, we're doing great work getting kids riding bikes, but if the roads aren't safe for them to ride on, it just seems futile. So if you want to, who came, Will came up to me before, Will Hickey? Are you still here? Will? Where'd you go, Will? To try and work together on getting just more roads safe for everybody. And I think the point that Gil, what's his name? Pinalosa, the guy that started the open streets or the ciclovias in Colombia, he says if the roads aren't safe for anybody from 8 to 80 years old, then you're not doing your job. So segue, Chris.
Yeah, so I wanted to actually talk while we have these guys. We're keeping these guys up here for a second. You guys are part of this story too. So I wanted to segue real quick while keeping these guys up here to kind of a case study from the macro kind of 30,000 foot view they've been giving you to talk about something that actually a very specific case came in where we were all able to kind of work together and affect an outcome in a positive way. A couple of weeks ago, Nancy, I guess you're the first party that got involved with this story. But a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was April 12th, we had an incident here in Fort Collins where a 12-year-old was right. Actually, Nancy, you tell the story. You were here. You're the first one that got involved.
Actually, I got contacted by a community service officer, one of our police officers, before I even knew this story was in the paper. But she was concerned that she had just given a citation to a 12-year-old. And he had gotten injured, and he was taken to MCR, Medical Center of the Rockies, because they thought he might have been seriously injured. And she wrote him up for riding on the wrong side of the road. He had gotten permission from his mom to ride to school that day to Lincoln Middle School. He picked the straight route to get there, right down Taft Hill Road, and he was on the wrong side. There's some question as to whether he was on the sidewalk or in the street, but anyway, he got right hooked, which is a very common crash between cars and bicyclists. So the really neat thing about it, right from the start, even though this could have been a tragedy, he wasn't seriously injured, but his bike was totally mangled. The community service officer knew about Safe Routes to School and contacted me and asked me to go and speak with him and his mother or his family to tell him, you know, just work with them on some bike safety. From there, we got Bike for Collins involved and others. And just this morning, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so
what happened
we got involved and we wanted to make sure that the kid was able to get back on his bike. And just because his bike was destroyed, we were really heartened that that the city had this mechanism through the community service officer to reach out to Nancy. And so Nancy and Dot were able to work with this kid in a really kind of one-on-one way, and he ended up being a model pupil, like a really great Safe Routes pupil. We were able to work with a partner of ours, a health equity partner called Vita Sana, who reached out and they got the kid a new bike, and we were able to actually go to court with him. We have one of our board members, Gordon, are you here? Gordon here today. One of our board members is a DA and was able to give us some legal advice and how to manage this and reach it. So I actually went into court with him, or went in to talk to the prosecutor for his court date with him this morning, and we got the ticket dismissed. There's still some kind of, again, as Nancy said, question as to where he was, but we were able to use this as a manifestation of what we've been working on, which is our chain reaction program, which is an idea of rather than kind of a strict punitive justice system, using especially instances like this where there's young people involved and where there's no malice involved, but really more just ignorance of the law or bad infrastructure creates a situation where there's an offense. Instead of compounding that with tickets, we're turning those into educational opportunities and working with Safe Routes, and we've gotten the prosecutors interested in that, and obviously the community service officers are into that. So we came out of this with the seeds of a new piece of this chain reaction plan, which is a formal referral process to the Safe Routes program. And again, Vita Sana got involved and helped him out with a bike. So this was how we walked away from this morning after what, again, could have been a really bad tragedy. We got him back on a bike, and Nancy suited him up with a helmet. And we're really happy with the way this turned out, and we're really optimistic about being able to scale this program up to meet the needs of kids that that just need more education. They just need to understand the rules better. And then we're also going to continue, as Nancy does, to advocate for safer streets for them.
Yeah, and I'm going to actually take him and show him a better route to school and ride him to school a couple times, because he lives down kind of close to where I live. So I think he'll be riding in the future, and he won't get hit anymore. It was just a really bad situation, but he's going to get beyond it. And he went through our bike ped safety education at Lincoln Middle School right after this happened, and Dot spent some time with him, and he knows what side of the street to ride on now.
It was a good outcome.
I just want to say he swears he was on the sidewalk.
Right. So thank you guys. Thank you so much for coming up and talking about Safe Routes. If anybody wants to volunteer, find these guys after the program or during the program.